that rushed up to his tongue. "No, Nigor, if journey be added unto journey of all thy journeyings through this land, thou wouldst not come to the unknown Sitka on the great salt sea. In that place there be many Russian folk, and their rule is harsh. And from Sitka, old Kinos, who was young Kinos in those days, fled away with me, a babe in his arms, along the islands in the midst of the sea. My mother, dead, tells the tale of his wrong. A Russian, dead with a spear through breast and back, tells the tale of the vengeance of Kinos. But wherever we fled, and however far we fled, always did we find the hated Russian folk. Kinos was unafraid, but the sight of them was a hurt to his eyes. So we fled on and on, through the seas and years, till we came to the great fog sea, Nigor, of which thou hast heard, but which thou hast never seen. We lived among many peoples, and I grew to be a woman. But Kinos, growing old, took to him no other woman, nor did I take a man. At last we came to Pastolik, which is where the Yukon drowns itself into the great fog sea. Here we lived long, on the rim of the sea, among a people by whom the Russians were well.